Yo, this is Level Up Daily, and I'm your host, DeAndre Evans. And you already know what time it is. It's time to level up.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Aw, oh, man, fresh up out the sand, February 10th.
Yo, what's going on, ladies and G's? Much love to those returning, and shout out for those tuning in for the first time. I hope you all had a great weekend as the grind continues into a new week with more blessings and more opportunities. And me personally, I'm actually excited about this week just because, you know, I'm doing something new, not just within this episode, hint, hint, that's coming up here, but just because I'm going to personally be reaching out to over 100 people via email, DMs, Messenger, and I'm going to be networking with those who want to collaborate on projects, whether it's graphic design, web design, you know, photography, videography, or even hosting an episode with me here on Level Up Daily. See, it doesn't matter where you are in the world. Everyone is able to participate. So if you're interested and you want to contact me and get involved, you can reach me at levelupdaily@gmail.com. Again, that's levelupdaily@gmail.com. And from there, I'll go ahead and shoot you guys the specs and the intro and everything as far as the rundown of what we're going to actually do within that. But in the meantime, it's that time where, you know, we push ourselves and push our boundaries and explore the realms of, you know, what we can accomplish. And today's topic of discussion actually revolves around just that, right? Things often come up when we seem to interfere with what we have planned or what we intend to do. You know, we all seek peace, but yet we find ourselves preoccupied. So today I want to actually keep this very brief and actually straight to the point here. I want to discuss ways on how to eliminate distractions and how to remain focused. See, there are millions of people in the world that have the potential to do great things, but yet they find themselves coming up short due to distractions around them, whether it's family, friends, associates, or even random strangers. See, this has been a problem for years, and very few people are able to break through and remain focused. So I'm here to tell you and help guide you and let you know that anything or anyone that is in your way, do not let them stop you from accomplishing your goals. Even if it means, you know, cutting off the ones you love. And I know that may be a tough one, but you have to focus on what you want and not what you want, if that makes sense. And if it don't, here's a perfect example, right? If you're focusing on not hitting that pothole, right, on the expressway, the more you think about not trying to will cause you to end up hitting it anyway because that's where your focus was applied. Make sense? See, what you focus on is what you will get. You have to create a clear and compelling future in whatever area you tend to be in and lock in. You need something that will push you towards what you want versus you trying to pull yourself towards it. That helps you become more excited about what you're going after. And if you do that with your body, your health, your emotions, and any other area, you begin to focus and things become much more clear to you. And you start to have energy and you start to have drive, right? You just have to lock in and close out everything that's been, you know, distracting you and holding you back from what you really want to accomplish. And to be honest, I took a step out on faith not too long ago. I don't know if I ever told this, but if not, then here's a brief a brief summary of it. Purely on the fact that, you know, I believed in myself and my abilities, I told myself that I'm quitting my job and I'm going after everything I want. I was like, screw this, right? Life is too short. You know, it's too short to be wishing and hoping for something to happen. I didn't listen to my coworkers. I didn't care what my mom had to say or what my girlfriend had to say at the time. Like, I was so locked in and focused on getting out of there because I knew I can get a lot further if I had my time. That's my biggest thing, is my time. I love doing things when I want to, and I couldn't with a job, right? I knew in order to make that happen and make it a reality, I had to starve my distractions from those who were telling me, you know, you should wait, or, you know, you should go part-time, or I don't think this is a good idea. Let me tell you, this is one of the best decisions I've made now since I started, just because I have my time. And not just that, I'm using it every single day wisely in order to create the best content possible for those tuning in, whether it's podcasts or just them working with me personally on different projects. And I'm actually happy with what I accomplished so far, and I'm actually excited for what's to come. Like, there's no plan B for me. Like, there's only plan A. The only plan I have is to make this work. And I know this may sound extreme, but I tell myself that if I allow anyone or anything to distract me from accomplishing my goals, then me and my entire family is gonna die. And I know that may be a bit extreme for many of you, but that's what does it for me. That's what gets me going. That's what wakes me up at 4 or 5 a.m. to record an episode and respond to messages, log some calls, create some content, and even scheduling some meetings. It allows me to stay focused on my North Star and attack every opportunity that presents itself. And that's what I want for every single one of you. You have to get to a place where it feels right to you before it feels right to anyone else. Sometimes you may, you know, feel as though you're all alone and you're isolated, you know, from those around you because they don't get it. They don't see the vision. That just means you're early. You're early in the process and something great is going to happen. You just have to remain committed and keep moving forward. And yes, I know, you know, life throws, you know, those twists and turns in there, but you can't give up just because things are starting to get tough or challenging. Don't let obstacles distract you from the end goal. Stay the course and know that it will only get better the further you go, right? See, what you're good at or what your truest essence of who you are the only two things that create the upside of, you know, what people chase. The people that hustle the most are the happiest, not the saddest. And the reason why myself and so many other big influencers push, you know, hustle, drive, and determination so much is because it's the most controllable thing to change the outcome of what disappoints you. Yo, what's going on, guys? Tuning back into the podcast. Just want to say thank you so much for checking out the station, and I greatly appreciate all the love and support since day one. You guys are the best, and I just hope that this segment was able to bring some value to you and obviously help change your perspective on things. And I didn't want to overdo it on this segment just because I know it can be a touchy subject sometimes, but also, you know, the fact that it's Monday, and a lot of you still are not officially up yet. I know you guys will be up really on Wednesday, Thursday, you know, because Friday's coming up. But hopefully it was able to, you know, help you think a little differently on, you know, what's important and how to actually accomplish what you want and eliminate, you know, the distractions that, you know, may come into your path and in your way. So with that being said, I hope you guys enjoyed the segment as much as I enjoyed creating it. I love you guys. And until next time, much love, peace, and blessings.